views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
And welcome to Health and Wealth. I am your I guess you would call your stand-in host until Rusty gets here. He's kind of stuck in traffic. But you're listening to News Talk 93.1 WACV. This show is called Health and Wealth because David Ernest, who's a asset preservationist. I get that right?
You got it.
Yeah, right. Okay. He is here, and he's going to tell you how to not let the government take all your money, which is a good thing, because believe me, they will. Well, tonight's supposed to be kind of Conspiracy Thursday, so we'll kind of see how that goes. But all the news right now, David, is the coronavirus, and it's totally messing everything up as far as the stuff we get from China. And the question I have for you is, how in the world did we get to a point where we're relying on a communist country to get all this stuff?
Well, that's a good question.
Somebody must have made a freaking fortune.
It started back in the early 80s when we sent all those jobs out of the country. You remember we used to have all the industry. I mean, my dad used to work for DuPont Nemours, and they made nylon here.
Yes.
Now, you know, all that stuff is in Mexico or China or somewhere else. Same way with car parts. I don't know if you remember the lady that used
June Collier. National Industries.
Yes, they said, please don't make us go to Mexico. Don't make us go to these places. Yeah. So what happened is there was a shift away from the United States into other countries. And that's the reason why I think that we have this problem. In other words, the companies and the government were trying to get stuff done cheaply. But you know that old saying, you get what you pay for?
It's true.
Yeah.
And
true.
I think in this case, we're getting what we have paid for. In other words, they were trying to cut costs, and make it where you could buy stuff at Walmart really cheap. Don't go to your mom and pop store and pay more.
No.
Nice. You know, put them out of business so they won't have any jobs. But we're in a pickle. We're all connected. There's good things about it probably in that, I mean, like, we don't want any war even worse than ever because it's going to hurt our pocketbook. Not just because it's going to blow us up, but because of our pocketbook. But what was the real underlying reason they sent all those workers, all those jobs away? You know, that's another conspiracy in itself. You know, Ronald Reagan was a big deal. I mean, look, everybody loves Ronald Reagan. He's right, but he's all about the trickle down and all that stuff. I get it. But, you know, to send all those jobs away from our country, look at all these folks that didn't have a job. And now we've got low unemployment now, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But look what kind of jobs these kids have.
There's no careers anymore, David. They're jobs, but not careers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have anybody that even knows how to turn a screwdriver anymore.
Hardly.
You know, I mean, like, everybody wants to get a degree in basket weaving or something, you know?
Yeah.
And what do you do with that? You don't know how to work a screwdriver? You know, and here comes the coronavirus, and people say, well, I'm not going to go and ship. I'm not going to work shipping. China says, we're doing no more assembly line here. And all of a sudden, what you've got is a lockdown. And the economy is locked down, locking up. And it's not because everything wasn't working right. Everything got sick because of a true virus. And also because of a psychosis, if you want to call it, in my opinion, a fear of catching something. It's sort of like, what's that guy that does this on the, on TV, Howie Mandel.
Oh,
He don't want to touch you, He just bumps you, Everybody's, don't touch me. I might catch something. Whatever happened to you, let's not worry about that as much. We have immune systems that work. And if you do catch something, what's so bad is the flu is worse than coronavirus.
Exactly. Way right. Worse. We have a call. Hey, okay. Caller, you're on the air.
It's Randy from Stokes.
Hey, Randy from Stokes.
How y'all doing?
Good. How about you?
All right.
All right. Am I on the air already?
You're yes. on the air already.
Okay. I want to just give my take on you mentioned about people can't turn a screwdriver and all. And what I see in 20 years, 25 years, if you're a plumber, you're an electrician, or you have a master trade of some kind in say, construction or some sort, is that because of all these millennials, they think they're going to sit in front of the computer and make $1 million because of, you know, making some deal on the internet. These people will be able to name their price. You know, if you build a house or do electricity or plumbing, like I just said, that there won't be many of those left. That's what I do, and we're a dying breed.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Tech school people.
I totally agree. It's hard to find anyone who knows how to do anything anymore. You know, the Great Recession wiped out a bunch of workers. You know, they went on and did something else, or they've retired, or died, or whatever. So, essentially, we don't have anybody that knows how to do anything anymore except pushing a button. You know, we're all glorified button pushers. That's what we are.
That's pretty much it. Like I said, you have a skill other than a computer, you know, technology skill. There's not going to be a lot of people left, in my opinion. I'm an old man. I teach my kid. He knows every tool in the toolbox. We live out in Stokes, 15. I'm 63. Mm-hmm. And I teach him everything about engines and tractors and screwdrivers and what a 5/8 socket is and so on. There's not going to be many kids left, male or female, in my opinion, that will know anything about working with their hands. So they'll be able, somebody that wants to stay in that trade will be able to name their price in 25 years.
Amen.
That's right. We totally agree with you, and it's a problem. And the reason why, I believe, is because they ship the jobs out. They ship them away, and you get what you pay for. In other words, you pay cheap, and you get cheap. So it's just like, our automobiles. They started putting cheap stuff in them, and it didn't last very long. So who took over the automobile business? The foreign people. I mean, you know, the Toyotas, the Nissans. Nobody buys Harley USA anymore because it was wrecked, you know? And whose fault is that?
It's our own fault. And our intellectual properties that all these foreign governments, China, Japanese, Koreans, Indonesians, so on and so forth, they're stealing our intellectual properties. And why we can't do the same thing here that they're doing there is beyond me as an old man.
Right.
It's different.
But the big question is, why did it happen anyway? Why did we send all those jobs out?
Yeah.
To save a little money, or was there some money on a kickback somewhere to somebody? It's kind of odd how the politicians go in there and make $170,000 a year and come out with mega millions. So you just wonder why those jobs did go overseas.
Well, I'll tell you, in my opinion, what it is, it's labor mills. They got kids over there working for 20 cents an hour.
Yeah.
Doing the same job that they get $20 an hour here, gentlemen.
Yep. Yep.
And that's my opinion. Is
right.
that it's the
You're
labor
right.
mills over there.
That's
yeah,
right.
Chain to a pole,
yep.
getting a bowl of rice, and they're assembling all the Apple products over
right.
there. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
There you go. I appreciate you taking my call, but that's my take on what's going on with the workforce.
I think we totally agree
with you here.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. I got a new conspiracy theory.
What's that?
Everybody was told that if they would get in front of me and drive slow, that they would not catch the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I got behind a covered wagon trying to get over here. It
must have already had the coronavirus.
I guess so. I don't know. Thanks for filling in.
Well,
I appreciate
it's just
welcome.
Button pushing. But see, if we don't know how to push the buttons, Terry knows how
so
to
So we're
do
not
it.
Even glorified
We're
button
not
pushers.
Even glorified button pushers. We're just...
You're just glorified.
Mouthers.
You're just glorified. Hey, glad to make it. Glad to be here. Good to see Princess Leah
see
and
you.
Terry and David. I'm glad that y'all didn't like, you know, move the location of the show, so I couldn't find y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we didn't know what else to do.
Y'all didn't think I had the coronavirus, did you?
We didn't know what had happened. But we figured you'd get here.
No, I made it.
You made it.
I just, when I came around the curve up at the interchange getting off of 65 to 85,
mm-hmm.
solid wall.
Yeah.
And I got off at Court Street, and everybody else did too.
Yeah, so the traffic was sick.
It was. Maybe it's got the coronavirus. I don't know.
Well, you know, that's another thing. Traffic. You know, they put this darn traffic light up here on the middle of the interstate. Yeah. I call it the entrance ramp. I stopped there the other day, and somebody rear-ended me. I'm just sitting there, okay? So while we're sitting there watching cars run that red light, yep. a cop talked to the policeman. He said, "We're not taking that thing down. People have to get used to it." Leah, did you
see? I saw about four people
now,
run out.
They're just running it left and right. We're going, well, wait a minute. This thing don't belong here.
Where's this? A light on the interstate. Like on,
but
on an exit ramp.
Well, when they first built that, the question is, why didn't they not go ahead and cloverleaf it? That's crazy.
I don't know.
No, yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, I mean, I hate to knock someone's planning, but that was a bad plan.
It was.
Now, it's already caused my rear end to get hit.
Well, it's bad when you get hit in the rear end.
Yes, it is.
Well, now, where exactly is this?
Over the, coming up the boulevard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Go past with Capital Chevrolet and all that stuff. As you start to go over the interstate, there's a traffic light in the middle of it now.
Yep.
In the middle of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, used to, if
it's
you wanted to take a left
an entrance
and go
ramp.
85 north, you had to uh-huh. sit there and wait for traffic. Well, they decided to put a light up there now. Mm-hmm. So now you've got a light at Sam's, a light halfway across the bridge, and then another light at the bottom of the bridge. So you got three lights.
And nobody wants to stop.
Nobody's used to it, huh?
No.
Well,
and if you do stop, you're in danger of getting hit from the back end.
It's crazy.
I've already been hit from the back end.
In the words of Wendell J., avoid the area if at all possible.
Yeah.
Or just run the light. Get out of the way.
Don't do that. You know, I'm going to tell you something, too, now. If I'm wrong, help me out on this. Donna got one of those, what do you call it, traffic light tickets? Camera tickets?
It.
You don't have to pay it.
Yeah, no, you don't.
But you show up, they want you to pay it. They make you pay it. So just, and I've figured out.
I thought they had stopped doing that.
No.
It's illegal, isn't it?
It is illegal. You have the right to face uh-huh. your accuser.
They send you a registered letter.
Uh-huh.
And so the next one I get is going to be signed Russell L. Wallbridge.
You
know what it is, don't you?
It's the same thing as
the occupational tax. Uh-huh. It's a revenue thing.
It's a scam.
It's like what we used to call in the old days, a traffic trap.
Mm-hmm. Speed trap.
Yeah.
You know. It's all for revenue,
it's revenue enhancements.
It's just any kind of tax. Okay, well, we can get them this way.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they'll fine you for anything. Our boat was uncovered in our driveway for one day, and we got a ticket.
Oh, I'd have sent that one back.
It's crazy.
But I got three words for you. We can raise more money. You know, I used to actually work as a professional fundraiser. Well, I worked for the March of Dimes.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. Yeah, and that's what we do is we raise money.
Right.
Yeah.
Three words.
What are your three
words?
What's
that? World's best chocolate. Oh, you're going to sell that? It sells itself. People see the box, oh, give me three of them. And, you know, they're $1 a piece.
Sort of like the Girl Scout chicken.
Oh, man. Well, the Girl Scouts
are $5, aren't they?
Yeah, and then Girl Scouts cheat because they're cute. Are you nice and cookies, mister? And you're like, I'll go to hell if I don't buy these cookies. So you have to get two or three boxes. So, yeah, and it's really, those little girls are really 35 years old. And they got them dressed up to look like little girls. But anyhow, yeah, the world's best chocolate.
Yeah.
And we've got a phone call here. Let's go to the phone, see who it is. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
Hey, now, this is Randy. I got one more thing to add about the coronavirus. I visited my grandmama last week, and she had a 12-pack of Corona sitting on the cabinet,
uh-huh.
and she was pouring them all out in the sink. I said, "Mama, what you doing?" She said, "I don't want nothing in my house. Make give me this coronavirus."
That was so funny. Is that a true story now?
No, it ain't.
Okay, if it ain't, it ought to be, huh?
It's like a waste to me.
Mama looking out for you.
But Corona is taking a hit.
They all have.
Have a good one. I just want to give somebody a laugh.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
We all need a laugh to keep
Randy. Well, you know, Corona, remember AIDS?
Yeah.
Little candy that you ate to lose weight?
That's right. That went away pretty quick.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. There was this, they
had H diet plan.
Yeah, they had a little commercial, a little song that you sang, and you know, and a little girl jumping around, and it's a little chocolate thing, and it was spelled A-Y-D-S.
But called AIDS.
And then AIDS.
H-diet
and it makes you lose weight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Both of them did. But
Yeah, I know, that's why that's awful.
But one of them you didn't. You know, you got to looking good, but then they shut the top, you know. But they went away. I wonder how many other things happened like that.
I've been saying for months, haven't I, that something was going to happen.
Yes, you did.
It's happening.
I said I didn't know what it would be.
It's happening.
But whatever it is, it's going to cause the market to come down because it's too high. Duh.
And everybody, bless our hearts, everybody is just going to buy into it. Oh, the news said, well, the news will lie to you.
Oh, no doubt.
That's all they do.
They will tell you, controlled and treasonous and weaponized.
They will tell you a tale, and if there is a if there's something to be weaponized and something to try to use to gain something, certain people are going to do it to try to get things to go their way so they can go in making that $170,000.
Yeah, but look at who owns the media.
That's it.
But I got some bad news.
What's that?
Usually when we have something like this happen, especially if it drops a little more, maybe down to, you know, 20% down. Right now, the Dow Jones is almost down 10%. There's some stuff that's down worse, or some stuff that's not down as bad.
Right.
So right now, it's just it's a semi-correction. You know, if it gets down to about 20%, then it's really what you would consider a correction. But if we go down any more, then indications usually are we've got a recession staring us in the face 6 months or 8 months away. I'm not saying that that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it
but
at all.
It's going to have to happen.
But if they knock the bottom out of all this employment and all this stuff that we can't buy anymore, it's going to cause a slowdown. Gas, I noticed oil has got the biggest hit of all. It's like really been clobbered, like 25% or something.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Well, duh, nobody's going to be driving around. They're all holed up in their house.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you know, that's the way.
We got a phone call.
Okay.
Health and Wealth Show, you're on the air. And you waited just too short. Terry, we were talking about owning the media. Did you hear what Bloomberg said the other night at the convention? Or at the,
he
the
said
debate,
a lot. What did he say?
Where he said about owning the senators. I got it right here.
Did he?
Yeah, let me play it for you.
Mayor Bloomberg, please.
Let's just go on the record. They talked about 40 Democrats. 21 40. Of those were people that I spent $100 million to help elect. All of the new Democrats that came in and put Nancy Pelosi in charge and gave the Congress the ability to control this president, I got them.
I bought. He said,
"That's a slip right there."
Oh yeah, and
but look at we're looking at the first time in the history of this country that someone can buy the or is attempting to buy the presidency with money.
He spent $508 million.
Well,
to buy it,
yes.
See, that is a huge red flag right there.
Yeah,
you know, you got folks hungry. You got folks dying from disease. You got folks that hadn't got any insurance. They can't go to the doctor, and you got some dude spending $500 million to get a job that pays $400,000, and it's just the power. He's got an agenda,
and he's targeting impoverished people that also don't understand what's going on, and so they just see an ad, and so they mark him on a ballot. Mm-hmm. That's what he did in New York, and that's what he's doing now.
And have you seen their ads?
Yeah,
it's like Bernie's ad. Bernie's going to legalize marijuana, let everyone out of jail, give you free stuff, and you know it's crazy. Yeah.
But the problem is the people who should be looking into this stuff and stopping this stuff and indicting people, they're not doing anything.
Nothing.
That's the scary part.
They could be on the payroll.
They are.
You know,
they're all working together. Mm-hmm.
I had a guy come by today.
Yeah.
And his portfolio is up 27%, counting the bonus. If he had stayed in the market, it would have been down 10% or more.
Yeah.
And if it goes down another 10%, maybe 20%. What's the spread between 27 positive and negative 20?
40.
Yeah.
40? 35? 40? 30? At least 30.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I've been talking about this for months, that this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
And there was really actually no no need in people who are close to retirement to suffer that. And if it gets any worse, there's still no need. I mean, we don't know how bad this is going to get.
No.
I hope it don't get any worse.
Well, the thing is, they want it to get worse, and somehow, through some convoluted way, they're going to blame it on Donald Trump.
Well, always.
No doubt about that.
You know, there was somebody on there last night. I was watching some of the press conference he had. And they were talking about the coronavirus. And then some guy says, well, in 2014, well, unless I misremember, as they say, Donald Trump was not president until, what was it?
2016.
Well, that's 2 years before. So that would have been a whole other administration. Why?
Right.
Why are they trying to just pin this on him? It's like,
get rid of him.
It's like David, 1929. Why'd you do that? Why didn't you tell everybody? Why'd you let that happen?
Yeah. I mean, why?
Exactly.
There's no need in it. That's what I'm, you know, there's really no need in any of this going on.
Mm-hmm.
We could have had, if we had done the right things, personally, I think we could have kept our jobs here instead of sending them over to another country.
Oh, yeah.
And we should have.
You know?
They can't do that because New World Order, just the Bible tells us, you know, the mark of the beast, which implies a one world financial system, which implies a one world government, one world control system.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is destroying the sovereignty of all the countries. Right. And the United States, with our 420 million guns, we have to go. They have to destroy this country for their new world order because they want the best. You know, China's going to be your cheap stuff. Germany's going to be your expensive stuff. We are the hammer. We're the military end of the new world order. England is your money end of the new world order. Everybody has their place in their 10 different districts.
Uh-huh.
They have to destroy America as we know it. That's
and
the
they're
bottom
doing
line,
it.
Folks.
They're doing it.
Yeah, they are.
Doing
it.
They are doing it.
That's what this is all about.
Maybe this phone call has the answers and get us back on track here. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this and don't cuss. Don't cuss.
Hello.
Hey,
Soldier Boy.
Hey, man.
Soldier Boy.
What's going on?
Not much. Let me ask you a question. You know, it simply amazes me last night that when Mr. Trump a month ago tried to implement a ban on flights coming from that particular province into the United States, what did they call him? An Asian racist and every other?
Yeah,
he can't do anything right.
I think they called him everything but a child of God. It's always his fault.
And every doctor this morning, be it Republican or Democrat, said that the President of the United States did the best thing he could ever have done by doing that. Our situation would be tenfold worse.
Right.
So, and then this morning, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the crew is calling him, well, he should have acted faster, you know, and said, he acted a month ago.
And what was she doing a month ago?
Probably throwing a tantrum and throwing pieces of paper on the ground.
I know. It's just, like I said, it's like the Monday morning quarterback. I mean, you know.
Well, you know as well as I do, Soldier Boy, Trump is the fly in the ointment. Because Hillary's presidency, and if she had got in, we probably would already be at war with Russia. There's no telling what would be going on right now.
I mean, if you watch, for example, when they were debating the last two debates, all they were focused on and fighting on and how they could beat Trump instead of saying to the people what we can do for you.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know what any of them stand for.
I mean, I think they got Trumpitis.
They do.
Trump derangement syndrome.
There you go.
All right, Soldier Boy, thanks so much.
All right, collect some Social Security on that, okay?
You got it. You got it. Thank you so much. 272-9228 if you'd like to give us a call. And now you're pointing to the TV.
Should she renounce her claims to be Native American ancestry?
Oh, has she?
She should. Oh, yeah.
And she should.
She's 164th.
1,025th.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we're all children of God, and we all came from the same place originally, but, you know, to say that you're something that you're not is a sin,
well,
in my opinion.
To do the thing she did, she, you know, used that to get into school, get free stuff.
Okay. Like I said, it's a lie and it's a sin.
There you go.
Right. She's good.
And, you know, taking advantage of all these programs.
And but you know, the thing is,
of course,
get
votes. You know, there's votes involved.
Her papa had them high cheekbones.
That must be what it was.
That was the thing. Now, if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a wagon. All right, 272-9228, if you'd like to jump in. What else is going on?
And
man?
If you'd like to call David Ernest, 334.
You got it? You got it?
279-7431.
I'm sorry, y'all. I tried.
Get these numbers straight. The office is 279-7431.
I'm going to get it one
to
day.
To call us and leave a message, and we'll call you back. If you want to call us right now, it's 272-9228.
David, and they're going to have to install a cryptocurrency, a digital currency. We know it's coming.
Oh, yeah.
Could this be the move to totally bring down our economic system and start that?
You know, that's a really good question. If we become so intertwined with the rest of the world, mm-hmm. the one world government currency is mm-hmm. one thing that they would have to do if yes. you believe in prophecies mm-hmm. and things.
It's 100% correct mm-hmm. so far.
Well, you know?
Let me ask y'all this. Let me just throw this out there. I thought about this when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, I thought about uh-huh. this. I'd always thought that things got so bad around the world, everybody was so crazy. This is when everybody else was crazy and we had some smart people.
Right.
I thought
right.
we should do this. We should become separatists. Close all the bases around
there
the world.
There was a lot of talk about
bring
it.
Bring everybody back here. Build a wall around our
yeah,
whole country.
Yeah, they tried that in the 30s and 40s. It didn't work real well.
Well, it didn't work out, huh?
No, but they tried to take over. I mean, they, the Nazis were building the bomb, you see. We had to do something, or we were going to be speaking German.
Well, we could have built us a bomb. We could have been get ready to shoot back at them.
Well, if we just wiped them off the face of the earth, you mean?
Well, sometimes you got to break some eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, yeah.
That would have been a big old stinky omelet, I know. But
I'm all for us having a military, and I'm all for us being involved in protecting ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm just not all for us selling ourselves out.
No, peace through strength.
Right.
I agree with Reagan on that.
Yeah,
well, somebody's got to step up, you know?
But we used to be, but see, the problem that I see, we used to be the good guy. America right. was the good guy.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm-hmm.
We're not the good guy anymore.
No.
So we're far from doing. It.
I mean, look at how many countries our military's in. Look at how many governments we've overthrown. I'm talking duly democratically elected presidents of countries mm-hmm. we have overthrown because we didn't like the way he handled his country.
Mm-hmm.
Iran, the whole reason we're having a problem with Iran is because the CIA, Mossadegh, decided to nationalize their oil because Britain was paying them 6 cents on the dollar for their oil.
Mm-hmm.
Their oil.
That's not much. Right.
And Mossadegh went and got in power and said, look, that's our oil you're taking and giving us 6 cents. Let's split it 50-50. Britain went nuts, called the CIA, called Dulles, and said, "This, you got to do something." Mm-hmm. So they overthrew him. Democratically elected president of Iran, they overthrew him. Stuck the Shah of Iran in there in his torture squads.
Yeah.
We know what happened in 79. It's because of the Shah.
That worked out real well.
Worked out real well.
Yeah.
And Guatemala, I could go on and on with the countries that done that to
have you ever, I know you've seen it. Have you seen pictures of Iran before the Shah got in?
Yes.
There's kids walking around over there.
And it's beautiful.
The women are dressed
they
a lot
the
like
highest,
the women.
Uh-huh. Highest state of living in uh-huh. all the Arab
well,
countries.
Yeah. That's before they had that backlash.
Uh-huh.
And they all wanted to go, you know, become whatever the religion
and
you
now
know,
they're all
want to have.
Dressed Muslims. Like the shadow, you know.
I mean, but you know, these kind of things happen
mm-hmm.
when someone can get in power and kind of like brainwash everybody. But I hope and I pray that some of those young people over there are listening.
They are.
To are watching and seeing the ridiculousness of what's going on. In other words, it's not helping them to be like they are.
Mm-hmm. They know the young ones over there. Know
they
that.
They can. They're not stupid. They've got this technology, the stuff that we hold in our hands, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so are the Chinese. You know, that's the reason why they've had all the problems that they have. The communists have the problems they've had, and so do these hard nosed Islamic kind of governments.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Which I don't even know what you call those, other than almost a dictatorship, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, if a woman over there is raped, which is not a funny thing at all,
no,
they take her out and kill her because she allowed that to happen.
Yeah,
or she did something to provoke it.
If you're homosexual, they throw you off.
They
top
throw
of
you
a
off
building.
Top of a building, cut you up, hang you, whatever. And you know, and I saw a thing the other day. It says the LGBTQ, whatever other letters go with it, supports our Muslim brothers. And I'm like, they're going to throw you off a building.
They don't get it, do they?
They just do not understand.
I'm all for freedom of religion and freedom of choice and all this stuff, and let's do reasonable things and let's support each other. But this I kill you because you don't believe like me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kill you because, you know, you're ugly, whatever. You know, that's the problem. People, we're taught to hate each other.
And
that's a problem.
If I'm not mistaken, help me out here, you run upon that a lot in the Old Testament.
Well,
they're marching along, and, you know, you're going to be like us, or
God sent his people out to kill. You got to go to Genesis 6 and read about the sons of God who looked down on earth women, and it's believed sons of gods were angels that fell and cohabitated with women and created what were called the Nephilim, which had six fingers, six toes. Those were the tribes that God sent the Israelites out to kill.
Mm-hmm.
He sent them out to kill every single tribe because they were evil. They were the offspring of fallen angels.
Now, where is this in Genesis 6? I'm going to check that. I have missed that.
Read it. Genesis 6.
Oh, I believe
clearly,
you.
Clearly, clear as day.
Six fingers.
Yeah. The offspring. They were giants originally, and then they got smaller.
I bet they were good on their times tables. They could go all the way up to 12.
Unlike Jethro Bodine.
Well, he went to sixth grade over there at Oxford, you know.
Oxford. Count to six.
272922.
Yeah, he went to Eaton, too. As soon as he got stopped.
What did Jed say? He was born with a full set of teeth.
You know, the message that I am trying to get out there, and, you know, I hope people are listening to me, is that if you are at a certain time in your life that you don't want to be codependent upon having to work the rest of your life and not have enough money, and you've already built up a retirement account, maybe you should take the safe guaranteed rate route. Especially if in the last 12 months it's a lot better. It's already almost double, probably, as good as what's already happening.
Well, the last 24 hours should show you you need to go with the safe
route. There you go. Yeah. Hey, we got another phone call. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And you know better than cuss.
This is Barry.
Hey, man, what's going
on?
Barry. Hey. I'm just wondering on the, on the RSA-1, is it a better? Well, let me ask it this way: is there any advantages to going ahead and retiring when you're 62 than waiting 65 or 66 and 8 months?
It depends on the person and a lot of other calculations and things. Without sitting down with you and going over everything in detail about what you want and how much money you're going to be making and various things, how much money you've got saved up and what your plans are for the future, wouldn't be able to tell you an answer. I'm not trying to avoid telling you the answer. It's just that there's no one true good answer. Each person's different based upon where they are and their situation. The one good thing that if you're 62 years old, about protecting your assets is because of a recession or a depression that could hit right in the middle or around the time that you retire. Other than that, but RSA is really good in conserving money. They've done a real good job on not losing very much money when we've had bad times. David Brown is real good at investing money.
Yeah, he is. Really.
He is.
Yeah, he's not all in one basket, you know, so to speak. But
yeah, I know you don't get as much from Social Security at 62 that you do when it's full, but I didn't know if in three years or four years.
The way it works is between 62 and, so you're 62, so that means that your regular retirement age is 67. Your primary retirement age is 67.
Yeah.
So between 62 and 67, your check will increase by 6.25% simple interest per year.
Wow.
When you're 67, if you wait until you're 70, it will increase by 8% per year. So that's, you can do the math, 6.25 times, what's that, 5? Yeah. So that's like 30-something percent, and then 3 more years at 24, so you're going to get 50-something percent more if you waited till you were 70. And it, but the it's all actuarially designed, though. They don't know how long you're going to live. And, of course, you would have a better impression of how long you might live than an average person based on your life experiences and your parents and all these things. So we sit down, we talk about all this stuff. The other thing is, if you plan on working between 62 and 67, you have to watch out for the if you turn your Social Security on it earlier than 67, every dollar you make over about $19,000, half of it's took away from you in a penalty, an extra tax. Then you're taxed again on top of that. So, you know, that means that any extra income needs to stay below $19,000 a year. So delaying makes more sense if you're going to work, you know, or draw off your investment. So it's a little bit more complicated. There's about 20,000 ways to calculate retirement off of Social Security.
Okay.
Did that answer anything?
Yeah, that helps. I mean, I'm just trying to weigh, you know, whether to go out at 62 or, you know, I'll be 62 in a couple of months, a few months.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. You call 279-7431, and we'll sit down, and I'll help you calculate some of that stuff, and I won't charge you a penny.
Oh, okay.
Just give me a call, 279-7431.
How about that?
That's good.
Yeah, I'll help, you know, anyone who has... my intention is to get the information out there. I get enough business from putting the information out because some people need to do it then, some people need to wait. Whatever's the best for the person is what they need to do.
Okay.
Thanks, Barry.
Thank you.
Appreciate it,
Barry. Let me tell Terry something.
Oh, tell Terry something.
Hey, Terry, I was coming through Opelika a while ago, and I seen the prettiest 1956 station wagon. I mean, it was... It looked really good, red and white.
Chevy?
Oh, Chevy, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, those are awesome. Mm-hmm. You see a bunch of those in Cuba.
Oh.
The original.
Yeah, they're
that's all they drive.
All the original parts, Thanks a lot, Barry.
Thank you,
Barry.
Talk to you
Saturday night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See you.
Hey, we got another call.
Good.
You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And don't cuss.
I won't cuss. It's
okay.
James.
Hey, James.
How's it going?
Oh, man. I think everybody's okay. Yeah, everybody's good.
I'm drinking my Mountain Dew. I mean, my
water.
there you go. Hey, I have a question. It's really not about me, for example. I mean, I've kind of invested and think I'm in pretty good shape as far as that goes. But it more has to do with my kids because I'm wondering if there's something out there that you might do and trying to establish something that you know, going to affect them in the life. If I wanted to invest money for my kids, maybe in a trust or something like that, where, you know, I put money in monthly and taxes basically were taken care of so that one day they'll have a nice little nest egg on top of whatever they save where they don't have to worry about the taxes. So is that something that you've got some things for? I just feel like that's a... Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, you know, we have to sit down with someone and talk to them about, you know, what the time frames are, what you're looking at, and such as that. You know, like when you say invest for the kids, are you talking about for their college education? Are you talking about for their retirement? Or what are you talking about?
Well, I've got a 17-year-old and about to be a 19-year-old, and I'm not talking about college. That's taken care of. What I'm referring to primarily is setting something up that maybe they're not necessarily aware of, that maybe in 20 or 30 years they could tap into just as a, you know, something that's already been taxed.
Like a trust.
Tax sheltered. Yeah. Basically, sheltered, that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's several ways to do this. What we'd have to do is look at your situation, like, you know, what your assets are so we could protect this money that you want to invest from being wiped out if something bad were to happen. I'm an asset preservationist, so the first thing that I look at is what's this money at risk? Not just the stock market. The stock market is one risk. There's other risks like taxes, having a judgment placed on you. You know, if you got a lot of money than maybe the government taking some of it in what we call an estate tax, but that's $15 million usually. So you know, there's a lot of different things. And the other thing is how your age and your health, and there's a lot of different things. So you could use insurance. One of the it's more of a long term thing based upon your age. Say, how old are you now?
I'm in my upper 40s.
Okay, so 20 years from now you'll be in your upper 60s. 30 years from now you'll be in the upper 70s. A man's life expectancy is around 71 plus. So.
Right.
If you wanted your child to be like 35 or 40 years old before they got this windfall, then a life insurance policy, an overfunded life insurance policy that indexed with the stock market, could be something, and you could put it into a trust, whereas you would defeat the entire taxable situation because this stuff is tax-free, and then they could draw off of it, and it would be tax-free. But the other advantage of using this would be is that if something were to happen to you and you couldn't put the money in because something happens to you, either you die or you get sick, then that money would be there available. See, so everything has its advantages and disadvantages. That's insurance advantage. The disadvantage is that if you live a long time, you know, then you got to wait for the program to build up. And in 20, 30, 40 years, it will build up a lot of money tax-free. So,
true.
There's in your health. If you're not healthy enough, the insurance policy is not going to work.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think about it from a standpoint of what the estate planning and also looking for avenues to give my children something that they can have, you know, in addition to what I leave in my estate, I guess. So, so I guess I just need to let you know or get with you on that.
Yeah, just call me at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Leave a message, and I'll be glad to sit down and talk to you. No obligation whatsoever, and just get you some information so you can look at it.
Yeah, the main thing, too, is I just want to protect them from the tax side of things.
Right.
Smart. Obviously, you know, because I've got my own stuff already and a lot of, you know, Roth and a lot of, you know, so forth. So I'm just trying to make sure that I can do things where they don't. I don't want them to take any kind of a hit, in other words. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, tax-free is good. It's better than tax-deferred. That's the reason why I was suggesting that other program. Tax-free is much better, especially if the government can't use the tax situation against your kids later on because what they're going to do to Social Security, they're going to start means testing, I do believe. And if they have anything, they'll hold it against them. This stuff won't show up.
Yeah, and I want to make sure whatever we do, my wife and I decide to do, that it's not a burden, but it's something that they can really truly benefit from and not have any concerns. So I'll give you a call. I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Remember, 279-7431 is the number to call David Ernest. And so we got about 15 minutes.
And guys, I do have a real quick thing, just a quick reminder about the car show that's in honor of Matthew Cleghorn. It's March 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center that has Kukos and New Wave and Partners for Pets and the Jackson Clinic. So we would really hope to see all of y'all out there. It would be great, and it's great support for everyone.
Isn't the 5 and Below out there too?
No, 5 and Below is not in that shopping center.
Oh, I'll have to run down
cool,
the street.
That's a cool story.
I love the 5. Yeah, actually, I think it's 5, 10, and 15 Below now. I think I think they got some other stuff in there. They still got the $5 stuff.
I love
but
$5.
But I call it the $5 tree.
There you go.
Oh, man. We did Secret Santa one year, or what is it? Dirty Santa?
Dirty
got
Santa.
All my
is that
stuff.
Where you got this?
Actually, that's where I got those.
They got headphones.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, they got everything in
there. $5 headphones. They were pretty good.
Y'all got kryptonite? Yeah, we got some back here somewhere. It's in the $3 bin. 272-9228. And, you know, really what you wonder about, or what I wonder about, and I think everybody else does too, is how this coronavirus thing is going to affect our paychecks. How's it going to affect us on a personal level?
I heard something from the CDC that's saying that they're trying to get more people to work from home and, like, talking to schools, like superintendents from schools already.
Wow.
Well,
I also think that a lot of it's what David said, like it's a mass hysteria, though.
Oh, I think so, too.
I just, like, coronavirus, I mean, I have a medical background. Mm-hmm. I don't know everything, but I do know that coronavirus has caused the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, that's what the problem. Obviously, this virus has mutated and turned into something that is more virulent. Meaning right. It's more infectious, uh-huh. And it will get into your lungs if you have a weak immune system. Okay, a lot of people that get the flu or the or cold, they don't get as sick as other people. There are a few people it really hurts them. Mm-hmm. The coronavirus is obviously the same way. You know, 3-5% of the people that get the coronavirus is going to hurt them pretty bad. The other 80-90%, it's not going to really slow you down much. You'll mm-hmm. get sick, and then you'll be okay.
Well, let me ask this, and I know Terry, and I know you probably have mm-hmm. an answer for this. I believe Princess Leah was even talking about this. Everybody said, well, it says on the back of the Lysol can that the Lysol will kill it. That's the Corona human. Now, seriously, it says Corona human virus. Coronavirus human.
Yeah.
Didn't somebody say this actually comes from reptiles?
They think it bats. Comes from a reptiles. Snakes. They think uh-huh. it comes from bats. Uh-huh. They think it.
Look,
the AIDS virus, they traced it all the way back. UAB, which is in our state, mm-hmm. give them credit for this. They traced back the human AIDS virus to monkey brains.
Right.
People eating monkey brains.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so,
I don't like to eat nothing that's been thinking. I just don't like it.
So, I mean, most of these viruses mutate inside another host.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, host me and not us.
Plus, our Asian friends, they have a different diet than we do. They eat reptiles a lot.
Yeah, we don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone has already figured it out. So
you pull up into McDonald's in Beijing. Yes, I'd like the McBrains. Yes, I'd like cheese on that.
Maybe that happened. I don't know.
This is kind of off the subject. I worked at a retailer, and we were selling. I forget what we were selling, and we would. Somebody comes in and they want oil to change the car, and you say, "Well, do you need oil filter?" Oh, well, yeah. Do you need this little grease you put on the? Oh, yeah, sure. Do you need? Well. It was like McDonald's. You're upselling them. McDonald's, it said every time that you sell a piece of cheese, mm-hmm. it was a dime. And they said if everybody and every McDonald's around the world did that once a day, how many hundreds of millions of dollars it would be.
You look at that restaurant, Sonic.
Yeah.
You can't buy one without cheese on it, I don't think. Well, it comes as a cheeseburger automatically. They've already upchecked.
Cheese just sounds good. If I had me some cheese, and you asked me, did I want some cheese on it, I'd probably say yeah.
Everybody likes the extra.
Terry, is any cheese conspiracies out there we need to know?
No, not that I'm aware of. Not with cheese.
Well, let me ask you this again.
Cheese, Louise.
Cheese,
no cheese?
Cheese is, and there's some cheese.
Glorious cheese.
That cheese, glorious. That cheese that has the live worms in it, I don't want none of that. But
I don't know about that.
Oh, I'll have to find it for you. And I know
the stinky, smelly foot cheese they have in France. That's nasty.
Some of that. What was it? I was out in Washington.
Yeah.
And I said something on the radio about hoop cheese.
Hoop cheese, yeah.
And
that's good stuff.
They were people calling in, did not know what hoop cheese was. They said, what?
Yeah.
And so when I came back here, I actually had to find some and take a picture of it because I wasn't going to take it back to Washington. I ate it. Yeah. And I had mm-hmm. to put it on our website, show them what hoop cheese was.
So, this is conspiracy night, and I want to ask Terry a question. Terry, we're talking about the coronavirus and all these things. Do you think there's a chance that this thing was deliberately manufactured or made, not just come from a host? Maybe they were putting it into some laboratory inside of a creature. Maybe it was a snake. Maybe it was a bat, and it got out. And
yes, it's a bioweapon. Also, mm-hmm. it's activated by 5G. 2 weeks before this thing broke in Wuhan,
mm-hmm.
That city was China's first test city for 5G technology.
Okay, thumbnail. 5G, that's some kind of a communication.
5G is the next step up in cellular networks. You have to understand 5G is the same frequency as the weaponry that the military has created for crowd dispersion. They fire it on crowds, their skin heats up, and they take off running. Same thing. It's a weapon.
I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
5G. Here's the big thing.
Is that the 5G? No, my phone's ringing.
My
for the last 20 years, the telecom industry has been taxing us with money that they were supposed to install fiber optic cables with. Suddenly they're not installing, they're putting up 5G. There's a big lawsuit, $1 trillion lawsuit against them right now.
I saw that.
5G is untested. Any scientist that's non-government related will tell you this is dangerous. We don't know where this is going to go. They do not need to be installing it. Some places have already outlawed it, some countries. In San Francisco, they had to take it down. They had an antenna in front of a fire department, and the firefighters all got sick. They had to take it down.
Wow.
That reminds
me.
It reminds me of the,
you know, these big electrical things and all the transmissions going, and you get under one. And,
well, the microwave.
Yeah, and you feel something.
The Gwin towers.
You can feel things.
Right.
Well, you know, back in the day, the Y-102 tower, I think where the repeater and all the stuff was up on Ball Knob over there in Wetumpka.
That's right.
And there's always some idiot, oh, we'll climb up at that. Well, and everybody, oh, yeah, great. Look at him. Woo, he's up there. He got his shirt all the way. Woo, his testicles just, like, turn into little tiny pieces of bacon. I mean, it fries you.
Yeah.
I mean, you could get cancer from it and everything.
No, I mean, that's what they say, though. It's like it's got some health risks that we don't even know what's going to be associated with it.
Mm-hmm. The problem is the way that 5G works, you can't just have line of sight. You've got to have an antenna every 150 feet.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to see what they're doing now is if your street light goes out, when they replace it, they're going to put a 5G antenna in your street light. They have
really?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe
it's
more
be
cancer.
Everywhere.
Man.
So basically, it's just like radiation.
So we're going to have to go underground.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to have to live underground.
They have to start shooting these antennas down.
Like these, like the...
But I didn't say that.
No. Like the lizard people will be underground.
They probably already are.
Uh-huh. I don't doubt it.
You know, if someone did attack us, all this stuff they're doing would knock all of our communication out. We would have... We'd be hopelessly blinded.
Well, and something else, too. Think about how much we rely on the Internet for shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and pops are closing left and right because we order everything online.
Oh, yeah.
If 5G, the new cell service, if we were to take that down because of what it's doing to us, we would have no way to get anything anymore.
We couldn't go back to the 4G?
I don't think so. They'd have to uninstall that.
It would have to be uninstalled.
And how many trillions of dollars is it?
They talk about it. If someone were to explode a nuclear device, or if the sun were to, you know, have a flare, we get knocked out. We'd be knocked out for years.
Well, it's not as bad as it used to be, but it used to affect the FM signals, and they called it sunspots, and the radio would cut in and out. And this is in the last 20, 30 years.
Right.
You know, I've been around. Hey, we got a phone call.
Okay.
You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this? And do not cuss.
Hey, this is Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, everybody. I just wanted to point out that on this morning, Greg's show, he gave he went over a list of etiquette, rules of etiquette from 15th century, and one of the rules was don't hog the cheese. I'm serious, man. I've had a long day, but I heard that this morning, and just, you know, there's rumors that the... Oh, excuse me.
Oh, that'd just be a good bumper sticker. Don't hog the cheese.
Yeah. Don't hog the cheese.
Don't cheese the hog. You know.
It's an important rule even to this day.
Yes.
I don't have much time yet. I remember hearing, you know, there's talk that even a Spanish flu, it was an avian flu, and it's rumors that it was started on purpose. That people knew if you had humans and birds in close contact, the people would get infected from time to time, and it's rumored that that was started and then set loose during World War I just to, well, anyways.
Well, there's a lot of people
evil
died
out there. Yeah, a lot of people died. We have I'm here in Troy, and we have a little family cemetery, and you can walk through and see the headstones, how many there are, 1918. And that's it. I just want to say, hey, enjoy the show.
Well, hey, man,
thank you.
Call us up anytime.
Yeah, thank y'all.
Have a good one. You know, what was it? Roseanne Dana said?
It's always something. It's always something.
They're always going to be something.
They come up with a cure for something. They're gonna figure out something.
Well, I mean, who would have ever dreamed? You know, months ago, I was talking about the stock market. I said, something is going to happen. I don't know what it is. It could be some kind of sickness. It could be some kind of something.
Mm-hmm.
And who would have dreamed? It's a virus.
And it fell out.
That's causing the stock market to go down. I mean, go figure.
You know,
it was just too high anyway.
I'd say 75 years ago. You know, we're sitting here having this conversation. Now we're doing talk radio. Then it was my, them poor folks in China. Oh, Lord, they're having just a bad time. Well, the world has become a smaller place. You could be in China this morning. You could be here this afternoon. Mm-hmm. And that's how things, you know, I don't think it's intentional, but, you know, that's how things get around.
Yeah, and we are a unique place, too. I mean, you've seen all those pictures from outer space. There's a little blue dot, you know. And there's no other blue dots out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only blue dot we know of.
That we know about.
Yeah.
They probably know about us, and they hide to keep it low, keep it down, the people of Earth find out we're over here.
Yeah.
But it's about that time. You want to let's say something to wrap things up.
Yeah. If you're concerned about your well-being, whether it be, you know, your health or your wealth, and we're really good at preserving the wealth, you need a good doctor and good routines to preserve your health, but they do go together because you can be stressed if you don't have good health, and then it doesn't even matter what your wealth is. So the two most important things besides your family and your relationship with your God is your health and your wealth. So if you think that there's any chance whatsoever that things could get worse, maybe you need to go into defensive mode. You know, a good defense prevents you having to have a big offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think that these things could get worse, feel free to give me a call, and I can go over some ways to defend your portfolio from what might could be coming. I don't know what's around the corner. Look what's already came.
There you go. Right.
279-7431. That's 279-7431. You got anything you want to add, Leah?
Yes, we also are doing physical fitness Thursdays at Anytime Fitness on Thursdays at 9:30 a.m.
Okay.
And it's free for non-members and members, and y'all are welcome to
free,
come.
Health.
There you go.
Health and wealth. We're working on both ends.
Terry, anything you got?
Nope. Well, I'm good.
Thanks for taking
thanks
over
for a while ago.
And,
certainly.
And we don't know how to push the buttons.
No, well, I'm learning. But I thought we would do this on the way out. If you got it bad, well, that ain't good. Thanks for listening to the Health and Wealth Show. We'll see you next time here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Never treats me sweet and gentle the way she should. I got it bad, and that ain't good. My poor heart is sentimental, not made of got it bad, and that ain't good. But when the weekend's over and Monday